Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, recapping a busy Saturday yesterday, including the Chippewa Valley Walk to End Alzheimer's and the 15th annual Hike for the Homeless. Plus, a look ahead 37 days from now to the showdown in the November 6th midterm elections. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, it was a busy Saturday, September 29th, and a cold one at that. Several hundred people turned out at Zorn Arena at UW-Eau Claire for the Chippewa Valley Walk to End Alzheimer's yesterday. Paula Gibson of Azura Memory Care celebrated Saturday's huge turnout, noting it's the biggest walk the Greater Wisconsin chapter has out of the 52 counties they serve. Gibson told the crowd that she's lost her grandmother, her father, and an aunt to Alzheimer's and has another aunt living with the disease. As discouraging as the battle with Alzheimer's can be, Gibson told Saturday's crowd that being there with all of them gives her hope that a cure for this dreaded disease will be found in her lifetime. I headed off on the walk ahead of the crowd from Zorn Arena, and several different signs marked the way. I'm billing it 8 things you didn't know about Alzheimer's and were afraid to ask. Number one, every 66 seconds, someone in the U.S. develops Alzheimer's disease. Second, Alzheimer's disease is the 6th leading cause of death in the U.S. Third, more than half of all Americans know someone with Alzheimer's. Fourth, African Americans and Hispanics are at a higher risk of developing Alzheimer's than whites. Fifth, over 15 million Americans care for an individual with Alzheimer's or dementia. Sixth, almost 2/3 of the people with Alzheimer's are women. Seventh, more than 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. And eighth and finally, Alzheimer's disease is the most expensive condition in the nation. In fact, in 2016, the direct cost totaled an estimated $236 billion. All of the funds raised through yesterday's Chippewa Valley Walk to End Alzheimer's further the care, support, and research efforts of the Alzheimer's Association. You can learn more at alz.org. That's alz.org. Also yesterday in the Chippewa Valley, it was time for the 15th annual Hike for the Homeless. I was on hand at Phoenix Park as the event was getting rolling, and we captured the audio of Kelly Christensen, the executive director of Faith Promise of the Chippewa Valley. Faith Promise is truly a team effort requiring the combined talents of the staff, volunteers, congregations, and board of directors. It tells us at the website beacon-house.org. That's beacon-house.org. Again, Executive Director Kelly Christensen, as she addressed the 100 or so people on hand around 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Your Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley. And this guy right here is Nelson. He comes to work with us a lot. So he's kind of a, sometimes he's more popular around the building than I am.
This is her Labradoodle, a terrific dog.
So it's kind of funny. I can be gone for 3 days and nobody cares. Nelson's gone for a day and everybody wants to know where he is. So sit, buddy. All right, so just want to thank you all for coming today. This is the 15th annual Hike for the Homeless. And so we appreciate you coming in and supporting us in what we're doing. The first thing I want to do, though, is talk a little bit about why we're here and where the funds go for, where the funds that we earn today will go. We operate the Shelter Beacon House. Many of you are probably volunteers for that. And we serve families with children that are homeless, so we can have 6 families at any given time that are at the shelter. And for the most part, we're full and have been since about 2008. We're very successful at what we're doing. We don't just shelter people. Our goal is to get people permanently housed. And depending upon the year, anywhere between 80 and 90% of our families leave our shelter and move into permanent housing. So we do a pretty good job of that. Our average length of stay last year was about 52 days. So in 52 days, we're taking people from homelessness to permanently housed. And that's a pretty good statistic. We also work with our families after they leave the shelter. We maintain case management with them, staff to help them avert any crisis that may occur with our goal of helping them maintain their housing. It's getting harder and harder out there right now. Even though the economy is a little bit better, you may feel that your paycheck is going a little bit further or is a little bit bigger or whatever. But for families that are living in poverty, what we're finding is it's not getting any better for them. The income gap versus the housing gap, and the housing gap is getting wider. So even though incomes are increasing for families, and for the families that we serve, that you know they are living in poverty. What we're finding in Eau Claire is that the housing market is getting tighter. It's less than a 3% vacancy rate for apartments, which, if you remember economics, as the supply goes down and demand goes up, the cost of the unit goes up. So right now, to get a two-bedroom apartment in Eau Claire is about $800 is the average. So our families are trying to do that, and that's very difficult. So what we're doing today will help us help our families end homelessness and move into permanent housing. And so we thank you for also being a part of that.
Again, that's Kelly Christensen, the executive director of Faith Promise, at yesterday's 15th annual Hike for the Homeless at Phoenix Park in downtown Eau Claire. To reiterate some of what we heard Kelly say, the Beacon House shelter located in downtown Eau Claire can house up to six families at a time. In addition to what she said, families can stay for up to 30 days. Extensions are granted if families are working on their goals and need additional time. The shelter is supported by volunteers from over 20 area congregations that make up the Interfaith Hospitality Network. The network of volunteers provides the evening meal for the families, as well as the staff building overnight. Families are accepted from all counties, although priority is given to current Eau Claire County residents and those showing a strong intent to remain in the area. Established in 2010, a duplex can house two families at a time. Families from the shelter that need additional time to achieve their goals can stay for several months. The family pays 30% of their income, while the agency pays all the expenses related to the unit. All of the families participating in the program with the Beacon House receive case management services to assist with barriers to permanent housing. This can include employment and budgeting assistance, help with completing housing and employment applications, or referrals to needed services. Moving people from the shelter to permanent housing as quickly as possible has long been the goal of Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley. Rapid rehousing dollars are funds from HUD, Housing and Urban Development, which are used for rental and security deposit assistance. Rental assistance can last for up to 12 months. Ray Patchett is a longtime Eau Claire dentist. His wife, Betsy, has served in recent years with the Beacon House and Families of Promise, and he's participated in past hikes for the homeless. He's seen the services firsthand and up close, and he talked to me about his perspective.
Well, yeah, it's not just that they're just providing a roof over the head of the homeless families that come in, but there's real effort to see them get employment and housing, and there's continued follow-up and real caring for the families that come to them.
Yeah, so, I mean, you get that immediate help, but to try to transition, obviously, away from right. that, so you never have to face that plight in the future.
Well, yeah, that's the idea, is have a long-term solution and continued follow-up to see that they progress and move forward and out of homelessness. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And a gathering like today, just kind of an annual event to kind of rally your supporters, and we've seen a good number of folks turn out, as has been the case in recent years, right?
Yeah, and it's amazing considering how chilly today is, but the people come out. You know, they're committed to the cause that the Beacon Health House is, and want to see it move forward and progress, and continue to serve the people that it serves. So,
in your estimation or understanding, I mean, how bad is the problem of homelessness here?
Well, I think it's a universal problem. I think the different factors that contribute to homelessness. I think it's a common through in every community, and it's just good to see that Eau Claire addresses that issue for the people here.
Ray Patchett, longtime Eau Claire dentist, with his up-close perspective, having been actively involved in recent hikes for the homeless, including yesterday, and also having his wife Betsy involved. He's seen firsthand the work done by Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley, as well as the Beacon House. Again, the 15th annual Hike for the Homeless yesterday at Phoenix Park, benefiting Beacon House, a shelter for families, and related programs. You can learn more at beacon-house.org. That's beacon-house.org. And finally, on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, our third and final topic is the upcoming November 6th election. It's now just 37 days away. Early voting
has started in some places like Milwaukee, but it will start around most of the state coming up on October 22nd, that whole week, Monday through Friday, and the next whole week before the election, following that first weekend in November, on Tuesday, November 6th. Polls will be open that day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Midterm election, and typically the turnout not as big as it is in a presidential election year, as in 2016, 2 years ago, or looking ahead to 2020. Nonetheless, just going to run over for you from governor to attorney general all the way to the assembly, some of the various contests going around, both statewide and here in the WWIB and WOGO listening area. At the top of the ticket, Republican Governor Scott Walker vying for a third term with his Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, taking on Tony Evers, who has three times been elected as the head of the Department of Public Instruction in the state, with Mandela Barnes running for Lieutenant Governor. Meanwhile, also, the Attorney General race is Republican Brad Schimmel seeking a second four-year term against Democrat Josh Call from Madison. Secretary of State pitting Jay Schrader, the Republican, challenging Democrat Doug La Follette, who is the incumbent. For State Treasurer, you've got Travis Hartwig against Democrat Sarah Godlewski. The incumbent, Matt Adamczyk, did file a notification of non-candidacy, so he is not on the ballot. Meanwhile, a six-year term on the line, Democrat Tammy Baldwin facing her first test for re-election from Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir of Brookfield. Meanwhile, in the 3rd Congressional District, Democrat Ron Kine, who's held that seat since 1996, succeeding Republican Steve Gunderson, facing a challenge from Republican Steve Toft this time around. Also in the 7th Congressional District in our listening area, Republican Sean Duffy facing a challenge from Democrat Margaret Engebretson of Balsam Lake. On to the State Senate, and in the 23rd State Senate District, you've got Republican Kathy Bernier seeking the seat being vacated by fellow Republican Terry Moulton, who's retiring, and she's being opposed by Chris Kapsner of Boyceville. Meanwhile, also in the 31st State Senate District, it's an open seat as Kathleen Vineout was running for governor, not seeking another four-year term for State Senate. And Jeff Smith, the former assemblyman, Jeff Smith is pursuing that from Eau Claire against Mel Pittman of Plum City, who lost to Vineout 4 years ago. Also in the assembly, in the 29th Assembly District, you've got Republican Rob Stafford taking on Democrat John Rocco. That's over in the Menominee area. Stafford is the incumbent there. Meanwhile, also in the 67th Assembly District, it'll be Rob Summerfield, the Republican incumbent, facing a challenge from Ren Katuri, the Democrat. In the 68th Assembly District, an open seat is Kathy Bernier pursuing that state Senate seat in the 23rd. So you've got Jesse James of Altoona, the Republican, taking on Democrat Wendy Sue Johnson. A lot of yard signs in that 68th Assembly District, a very hotly contested seat. In the 69th Assembly District, Bob Culp, the Republican, has no opponent. The 75th Assembly District up in the Northwest area, in the Rice Lake area, Republican Romaine Robert Quinn being opposed by Allie Holzman, the Democrat. Also in the 87th Assembly District in the Ladysmith area, you've got Republican James Edming of Glen Flora, being opposed by Democrat Elizabeth Riley. And just a few more. In the 91st Assembly District, you've got Echo Reardon, the Republican, against Democrat Jody Emerson, the seat being vacated by Dana Walks, who had put in a strong effort for the Democratic nomination for governor. Trig Pronchinsky is the Republican incumbent in the 92nd Assembly District. Trig from Mondovi being opposed by Democrat Rob Grover of Galesville. Warren Petrick up for re-election in the 93rd Assembly District. He's held that seat for several terms now, being opposed by Democrat Charlene Charlie Warner of Mondovi. So, again, our privilege to bring you a bit of a recap on the Chippewa Valley Walk to End Alzheimer's yesterday at the UW-Eau Claire area, the 15th annual hike for the homeless, commencing from Phoenix Park in downtown Eau Claire, and previewing the upcoming election on November 6th. For Chippewa Valley This Week, I'm Mark Halverson on WWIB and WOGO.